Dr. Marguerite is a pioneer in intelligence-based training for the local police in Italy. In 2015, one of her projects was put into practice for security management during the Jubilee that was announced by Pope Francis. And in 2018, at the IAPTC Congress, she and her team developed and presented the new methodology to enlarge the perspective of scenarios, a new training method developed for Army, police forces, and civilians. After Sabrina's presentation today, she will look forward to answering your questions that get posted in the chat, and I will help moderate those. And if you have any questions, go ahead and post them in the chat. My name is Nicole Drumhiller, and I will help moderate that discussion as it unfolds. And as I mentioned, I will save the questions for Sabrina for the end. At this point in time, Sabrina, I'm going to go ahead and turn it over to you for your presentation, and I will go on mute to prevent any background noise, okay?
Okay. Good morning to everyone from Rome, and welcome to this Intelab webinar on international OSTA negotiation. As the Professor Dramila said, I am Sabrina Marquez, the president of the Cole Università Internazionale. So please let me a few seconds to thank Professor Nicole Drumhiller and the APUS and AMU staff for the effort to make this kind of activity possible. So thank you very much. We discussed today the relationship, the connection between intelligence and the OSTA negotiation in its international aspect. So OSTA negotiation is, by definition, an uncertain and complex event, and it involves a different actor, especially when the hostage taking is made in a foreign country, so abroad. In this webinar today, we will address different points, starting with the clarification of the words that we usually use to refer to the hostage negotiation issue, landing with specific international cases of kidnapping happened in the last year. So, topic for today are scenario and the values of words, who makes the kidnapping and why, the value of the hostages, kidnapping for, so the reason behind the kidnapping action, intelligence cooperation and joint missions, real info, so real information or fraud in the international hostage negotiation, intelligence analysis and the hostage negotiation and negotiating with the terrorists and terrorist organizations, so a big question. To pay or not to pay, this is the dilemma. So another big question regarding the hostage negotiation in its international environment and the way to follow the money. And at the end, we will discuss a specific case of hostage taking, so the kidnapping that no one can know. To all of these points, intelligence is extremely relevant. So we will talk about the intelligence task and the role of intelligence in its own country and the work abroad. Scenario and the values of words. So we start by making a clarification on the topic, because when we talk about the hostage taking, our brain recalls a lot of different situations where institution and public opinion, of course, play also their role. For this lecture, we won't take into consideration the hostage taking, such as the barricade, for instance, during a robbery, or the incident made by people with mental problem, with psychology or psychiatric issues. The attempted suicide that we cannot properly define as a hostage taking, because the hostage and the offender are the same person, and for this reason some experts define this case as a hostage non-hostage case. or other situation, urban incident that often involve lovers at the end of the relationship or when they argue too much and with a bad word, of course. So in these cases, law enforcement, the police works to try to conclude the situation, the barricade or the attempted suicide with a successful result. And of course, sometimes they work with a specialist such as a physician or a nurse to try to deal and to convince the people that are make suicide to stop. In the second part of this slide, we move to the international focus. So with the international focus, we will specifically refer today to the kidnapping that can occur locally or abroad, that they are made by terrorist groups or organized crime. Of course, in these situations, intelligence is involved and plays a very important role in the negotiation process and also in the final operation of release. Before the negotiation process and the operation of release, intelligence should gather as much information as possible to understand who made the kidnapping and why. Who made the kidnapping, so the offender, the criminals, and why. What is the real motive behind the kidnapping, behind the action, or what the kidnapper wants me to believe the motive is. These two basic questions, these two important questions, who and why, are based on the actual pose. Understanding who and why is very important to select the strategy to adopt. On the national and international level, hostile negotiation that involves more countries and hostages that come from different countries, the approach model change. Because there is no time to evaluate the anthropology, the psychology of the offender, as there are many actors and many interests involved. Regarding the purpose, a lot of kidnappings are aimed to obtain funds to support terrorist organizations, to support terrorist groups. And another type of kidnappings are made by organized crimes, such as Russian or Chinese mafia, to overtake a company. For instance, by kidnapping the owner of the company and forcing him to sign a paper, to sign a document, to sign a contract that gives the company to another owner, of course, without the will of the owner. So it's a way to force the overtaking process of a big company or company that play an important role in the international business equilibrium. Again, on the third point, another purpose for hostage taking is to force a decision. For instance, taking the wife of the most important producer of the IT system in order to force him to give to the kidnapper the access key to those IT systems. So in these different cases, different scenario, it's become clear that the intelligence is the only one that can intervene in these complicated and multifaceted situation, because only the intelligence can take a decision and can create, can develop, can conceive strategies in a very quickly way. In these cases, intelligence must not only to counteract the crime, as the police every day does, but also handle and avoid any possible repercussion on economical and political level. Because when we speak about the OSTAT negotiation process, international OSTAT negotiation cases, we have to consider the scenario, the situation, who and why, so the kidnapper, the hostages, and a lot of the interest, economical interest and political interest that run around these specific cases. We move now to the hostage value, because when we speak about hostages, we have to consider their value. I know that the word value is not a nice word, it's not a comfortable word, but we have to face the reality as it is. So every hostage has its own value. Here we can see a list of the different type of hostages, the different categories of hostages, as the institutional figures, so the public figures such as the diplomats, the prime minister, the ministry of internal affairs, external affairs, so on, and the people that work for the foreign service, so they usually work abroad in a foreign state. So some states are in Europe, some states are in Africa, some states are in place, in local, where the situation, the peace situation is not so strong. So another kind of hostages are the employees abroad, such as journalists, the people that work for the NGOs, or the people that work as a health and medical staff. Of course, a lot of people work for famous international organizations such as the International Red Cross or the Red Crescent Movement. They are physicians, they are nurses, they are volunteers also that work abroad in a very complex scenario, in a very complex place. Another type of hostages are the employees that work for a business private company. And here in this point, we have to spend some words regarding the legal process, because we are talking about a private company, but they are a big company, an important company that works for the big interest, for the national interest of the country. And sometimes they have a lot of trouble to deal with the national government, because the manager, the owner of this business company asks more protection, asks more law or legal framework to protect their employees abroad. Another kind of another category of hostages are the private citizens that they are abroad not for war, but they are abroad for vacation or for tourism. And the last category is the military personnel. Is the last category just to consider in relation with a specific training, because military staff or military personnel, of course, have a special training, a specific skills and capabilities to work abroad, instead that the other people listed here in this line, because sometimes volunteers or people that work from the NGO or other organization are not trained a lot, or they have not a special training to work abroad or to work in a country with instability or with rebuilding process or peacekeeping mission in that country. So regarding also this point, we have to spend some words regarding the mandatory training or not mandatory training, because some countries, some nations created and promulgate a legal framework to have a specific and mandatory training for people that would like to work abroad or for specific categories such as journalists or other people. Other countries have not a legal framework related to this point and related to this type of activities abroad. So here we can see the differences and also the lack in some countries of procedure policy to deal and also to work in a specific situation or in a situation with instability. Now we discuss the reasons behind the kidnapping, behind the criminal act. So this slide said kidnapping for. Here we can see different points, so different motive or different reason for the kidnapping. So the first one, of course, is the money. So the kidnapping is made to obtain a ransom, cash, or bank wire transfer or international money transfer. Second point said God. So here we can see some sample, so medicine, drugs, or humanitarian aid, or some stupid or not important request made by kidnapper, such as television, IT connection, or some specific devices, very stupid or very common in the Western world, but not so common, and devices that are a sort of status in a poor country. Third point, so third reason, is the releasing of a person. Here we can have a specific request, so the kidnapper has a request of a single person. He asks the release of a people with a name, second name, surname, last name, and so on. In another cases, we can have the request of a global release. So please, I would like to have 10 people with this citizenship, or without a specific list of persons. In the last point, we have also to consider the hidden factor. So here we have to consider a sort of second factor, so the kidnapper has money or goods or other things just to lose the time. And the real reason, the real motivation comes later, so the real one comes later to our attention. So in the hostage negotiation or in the hostages scenario, it's very common that the first request or the first questions made by kidnapper is not the real one. So we have to consider the first request or the first reason, but we have not to close our eyes if they make a second request or third request, and we have to consider in our table or in our strategy all those requests. We talk now about the intelligence cooperation and joint missions. So very important issue, very important task for the national intelligence and also for the international world, joint world, because we had in the last time, in the last year, a lot of different kind of kidnappings, a lot of different kinds of hostage taking in foreign countries such as Iraq, Afghanistan, and so on. And we made a lot of different attempts to solve this kind of situation, this kind of crime. And in the last year, we are moving to leave the high impact of the tactical intelligence in favor of the operational and strategic intelligence due to the same failures and to the those failures occurred in the last year. For example, a bad situation and a very sad situation happened in Niger in 2011, where Nigerian special forces were together with the external support, with the support to the British special force, but they didn't have a strategic approach. So they made a tactical blitz, the tactical operation, but the result was very, very bad because some hostages and some people from the Nigerian special forces was murdered, was killed by a friend fight. So we have to avoid now this kind of situation, because only with the tactical capabilities or the tactical skills, we cannot bring home our hostages. We cannot bring home also our intelligence staff or our army. So we have to combine the tactical intelligence and the previous tactical operations with operational intelligence and strategic intelligence, because who work in the field, who work abroad, have to deal with the real scenario. So they are face to face with the threat and also with the entire threat. But also the decision maker, the people that work in the strategic intelligence level with the local government or with the government in a foreign country, have to have a clear picture, a clear photograph of the real situation, because not only the tactical intervention is needed, but we have also to use the psyops, so the psychological operation, the strategic operation to address the kidnapper, to address the public opinion, and also to address the dissemination of the information at large to the public. Because as I said at the beginning of this presentation, the pressure of the media, the pressure of the journalists, the pressure of the public body, the institutional body, is very, very strong. So the intelligence approach and the model based on strategic intelligence is needed in the hostile negotiation situation, because they are so complicated, they are so complex. Now we have a question in the title of the slide. So real info, that means, have we real information, real data of that kidnapping, of that hostage taking, or is that a fraud? So it's a funny question, and so I apologize if I use a fraud as a word related to the Islamic State, but I use this question, this query, to try to understand also the counter use of strategic communication and also the real use of the news, of the newspaper and the internet communication. So last February 7, we obtained communication or news by the Times journal regarding the three of our hostages kidnapped in Syria in 2012. So they are John Cantley, a journalist from UK, a priest from the Vatican State, so from Italian, and then a nurse from New Zealand. So three international hostages, three international intelligence involved, three international institutional body involved, and a lot of international interest, political interest, and economic interest, and of course the value and the life of these hostages, because the value and the life of these hostages are the most important things to keep in mind and also to consider before any strategies, before any joint mission and so on. So now we can read some news from a different newspaper, and here we have to consider that the Islamic State said, "I have three of your hostages, so I can give you information, updated information regarding the situation of these hostages, but you have to give me a safe passage from the last part of Islamic State, the few parts of the land of the Islamic State." So with the international intelligence point of view, with the international hostage negotiation point of view, we have to ask, is this information real or is a sort of fraud? Maybe they don't have the hostages. Maybe this is a sort of joke to obtain some benefits, to obtain some reactions, or maybe to try to obtain just a benefit for the terrorist group or the last part of this kind of terrorist group, and they have no idea regarding these three hostages. So they use the fear and they use the sensation of the hostage negotiation process, but they have no idea regarding these three hostages kidnapped more than 4 years ago. So this news ran in all international newspapers, Italian newspaper, British newspaper, American newspaper, because this situation involved three hostages, three countries, three governments, and a lot of international situations. Of course, we need the tools and also the capability of the intelligence analysis, the technique and the methods of the intelligence analysis in the hostage negotiation situation and in the hostage negotiation cases, because we have to gather a lot of information, but also we have to process it, to analyze it, and also to understand the real information, as I said. So we can also, we have to take in consideration a lot of different information, such as the terrorism suspect. So we have to know, and also we have to analyze if the kidnapper or if the offender is in the list or is not in the list of the suspect related to the terrorism activities. We have to follow and also we have to understand if there is a path of money flow, legal money flow or illegal money flow, because sometimes also in the legal one, we can discover and we can gather information related to different types of crimes. We have to know the movement of the people. That means that some suspects or some criminals is moving country to country with public transportation, either or without a public connection, so using a car, so we are less able to catch or to stop, to control the car or the personal vehicle. And also we should take into consideration if we already have some contacts, directly contacts with the offender, or indirectly contact with people that know the offender, that previously worked in a criminal environment. And also we have to analyze and work on the preliminary contact if we have it. So is the preliminary contact a real one, or is made also to create more confusion that we maybe have? So these four boxes are not the whole box related to the hostile negotiation, but they are the most important, because with the movement of people, with the money flow, with the list of people suspected of terrorism activities or external terrorism support, based on the different legal framework and based on the different way to catch or also to stop the terrorism activity, because they are different state by state, we can have a little bit clearer picture of the situation. Another very big question: negotiating with terrorists and terrorist organizations. So it's very difficult, or it's very hard to answer to this question, because a lot of experts have an idea and a lot of other experts have the opposite idea. So in this picture we can see the most important leaders of the international terrorist groups. Some are recent and others are not so recent. And also we can see the war and the others, because we have not, should not focus our attention or our work in the main terrorist organizations or groups, but we have to consider that sometimes the former terrorist group, the former terrorist organization works with local criminality, because they need independent local criminality, or sometimes they need to appear as a strong, as a famous terrorist group. So who said that we have to negotiate with terrorists? Of course, answer yes, with a lot of strategy and with a lot of statements that support the answer, yes. So pay to pay or not to pay is the dilemma, because a lot of institutional representatives said we must never negotiate with terrorists or with criminals. But without paying, we cannot bring home our hostages and we cannot save a life. So in these pictures of the Washington Times, the President Obama spoke about the way policy strategies of the hostile negotiation, and also how to help the people kidnapped abroad. but also how to catch, to stop, and to detect the offender. Because if I pay the ransom, my action is not stop the bar. If I pay the ransom, I have to play an intelligence role. I have to put in practice the intelligence strategies to follow the money. So the solution, the strategies to follow the money can be made by the intelligence, of course, because it's a complex process. It's a process that needs a lot of capabilities, a lot of expertise, and need a lot of joint work, not only local, but also with the support of the other agencies or other international corps. So the strategy to follow the money is to follow not only the money considered as a cash or international bank transfer, as I said, but it's also to follow the path, the end, and also the action made by organized crime or terrorist group, because all action made by terrorism or organized crime needs money. So without money, they cannot do nothing, and they need different sources, different ways to obtain the money, such as the hostage taking. And in the last month, the hostage taking is common again as a way to obtain a lot of money, spending no sort of time. And moving now to the last slide created for this Intelab webinar that consider a specific type of kidnapping, called kidnapping no one can know. What I mean with this title, with this quote. A strange kidnapping happened in Baghdad in 2004. When and where people that work for the intelligence agencies were kidnapped. This is a very complicated situation, a very strange scenario, because the government have not the possibility to state that the people that work for the intelligence, for the governmental intelligence, work abroad in a foreign country, but they have to save these people, of course. And in this situation, they should invent, they should create a new identity, new explanation regarding the presence of these officers abroad, and also they should contact other agencies or other intelligence to try to create a joint mission or an international mission to try to obtain the release of these officers. Often, intelligence agencies use a third part, a neutral player, to try to save this officer, such as used in the ordinary intelligence operations. Because, of course, if they work for external agencies of the intelligence, they cannot say, my officer were there to work as an intelligence officer, because if the government said that, they can create a diplomatic crisis, of course. So the intelligence, the other officers have to work to rebuild the trust with the foreign government, to rebuild the diplomacy with the foreign government, and also they work with other partners for international friends to try to maintain the equilibrium and the well-command presence in that country. So as we said, we can have a lot of different a lot of different international scenarios, as the title of this presentation, when we are speaking about hostile negotiation. Of course, it's very important to solve and to deal with the local hostage taking, but when we speak about international hostage taking, we have to consider that we have to work with others every time and in every step of the hostage negotiation process. So when we start to gather information, when we start to try to understand as we can the scenario, and then in the second step, when we try to obtain information regarding the place, regarding the country, or regarding the way how the kidnapping was made. And also in the last part, the real negotiation, the real process of mediation and negotiation, maybe with a third part and not only with the real kidnapper. So the presentation is done from my side. I just would like to recap some points using maybe the way to recap and also to stress you again regarding the new skills, the new capabilities, and the new thing that the hostage negotiator has to know. So he or she should have intelligence background, also strategic communication background, and with this analysis I think that in the future we will need more specialized negotiators, female and male negotiators, because they can work together, they can combine the different ways on how they conceive and how they map in the brain the different way to approach or to afford a different situation, because it's common now that the female brain and the male brain work in a different way, but they can work combined with different skills and different capability. And also we have to develop a new type of training to combine so different kind of subject that start from, as I said, intelligence work, intelligence analysis, and then strategic analysis, strategic intelligence, and also the social science box information regarding the psychological and behavioral. Okay, so I thank you all for listening to me, and if you have a question, I am here, of course.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for that informative discussion, Sabrina. We really value your subject matter expertise when it comes to hostage negotiations. As our participants start typing their questions in the chat, one question that I have to help get us started is, what do you find to be among the most difficult processes when it comes to hostage negotiation? So for example, are there difficulties in information sharing, or are there difficulties getting organizations on the same page when it comes to acting when a hostage has been taken?
Okay. Okay, so thank you, Nicole, for your question. So the most difficult process is the first step, so to obtain a contact with the kidnapper or with the international crime organization and so on, and also to ask to partner to France intelligence agencies if they have other information or if they have the same information, because under the intelligence umbrella we can share with we can share for good purpose the information, but also the intelligence agencies sometimes want to share with a partner the same information. So the point is if the information I received from a partner is a real information, or also the intelligence agencies has to be spread also by other intelligence.
Thank you for that response, Sabrina. I see that Chaima has a question in the chat looking for clarification on intelligence operators and money. So I'm asking for some clarification there. Right now it's written as, I don't understand how intelligence operations have to make money. I'm not sure that that's the direction that the question is going in. So hopefully we can get some additional insight into that piece there. I also found it interesting when you mentioned the need for additional female negotiators within the greater the system of need there. Where do you see the challenges in bringing in female negotiators? Is there a lack of interest, or is there difficulty in the training process, or is there something else going on as to why there might not be that many of them at this point in time?
Okay, so some country has not a procedure to hiring female expert in the special forces or in the intelligence branch. So this is the formal lack. And then the second lack or the second difficulty is that the female need a different training, because they think and they act in a different way that the male colleague, and so intelligence agencies have to spend more money to create a different training process with a specific skill or specific things regarding the female training. So we have a different, or we have more than one lack. But I think the process is running in the last month in Europe, but also in other countries, in the right way, trying to involve a female point of view and a female officer also in the hostile negotiation team or in the hostile negotiation squad.
Is there, just to follow up on that, Sabrina, is there a lot of training available for hostage negotiators in Europe? Or is there any specialized school that individuals can attend, just for the students in the room?
Here in Europe, we have not a lot of hostile negotiation training or training that consider the hostile negotiation aspect in a more open intelligence training or more open security training. But I think that the hostile negotiation topic is a big topic, so we have to put inside a lot of different subjects and a lot of different arguments, And for this reason, it's not so easy to create and also to conceive and to offer to the public or to the practitioner student or to the student, and so in deep type of training.
Okay, and so in terms of background experience, one of our faculty members, DC, has asked, what previous experience do people need to have? Is it helpful to have a law enforcement experience?
Yes, I think that the law enforcement background, the law enforcement experience is very important to understand the mind, the brain, and the way that the criminal conceive the act. But also, I think they should have a specific training regarding the psychology, the health aspect, the psychiatric aspect, because they need to know the procedure, the way to act, the way to stop, to catch, and so on, the perpetrator. But also, they have to try to understand how the perpetrator, how the terrorist mind works, and also how they think to understand and to prevent the act. So if I am able to think as you think, or to understand your future step or your future action, I can make an intelligence operation, because we have to work in advance of the criminals, of the terrorist action.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you for that. It looks like Luca has also a question in the chat. How can we follow the money in international hostage cases? There are difficulties and protocols that the intelligence operator needs to follow. What are your thoughts on that?
Okay, so in the last year, the international intelligence and the governmental intelligence prepared and approved the different protocols regarding the how to stop terrorism and financing. So I cannot share in a public conference, of course, the point of the protocol, but I can see to all of you that the European intelligence, the Western intelligence, are worth a lot of on the economical issue, on the economical difficulties also when we share information.
Okay, thank you for that, Sabrina. And I want to be respectful of everyone's time. Sabrina, again, thank you so much for sharing your expertise with us. Thank you to everyone in the chat for joining us. I want to remind everyone that our next Intel Hub event will be held on Thursday, March 7th at 10 a.m. Eastern Time, and we will have Rory Cormack presenting on Disrupt and Deny British Covert Action and Foreign Policy. So thank you all so much for joining us today. The meeting was recorded, so we will make sure that that gets added to the website. So for anybody that missed it, they'll be able to take a look at that as well. Again, Sabrina, thank you so much, and we look forward to hearing more about your work in the future.
Thank you very much, and have a nice day to all of you.